Yeah, I'll look down and spit it over here. On my lap.
Heavy Beastie Boys thing a couple of months back for like a solid month.
Yeah, I definitely have phases like that.
I don't know why, I just needed it.
Like, were you sticking to any particular album, or was it just kind of all
No,
over the
I mean,
place?
I've mostly Paul's Boutique and like Check Your Head and shit, but like everything, really.
Yeah. That last album was good.
Yeah. There isn't a bad Beastie Boys album. It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Like, you want to say some of their, like, weird side CD things are not as great, sure, but, like, their main albums are
like,
all
they're fun
good.
In their own way. It's yeah. Like, at least they were having a good time doing the Country Mike album.
Yeah. Like, do I ever want to just sit down and listen to Aglio e Olio? No.
No.
But, you know, I respect the effort.
I will occasionally sit down and listen to The Mix-Up.
Yeah. I think of, like, all the musical things that I personally grew up with, they are the loss I felt the most.
Yeah. They make good music, but that's, we're not about good music here.
No, we're not. I know that. I know what we're about. I am reading Chad Durachi, so if you have things you want to communicate, I can communicate. Oh boy. Huh. Really just kicking it off here.
Yeah, bangers. Dan just texted back, yes.
Yeah.
In all caps.
It's the correct answer, too. We spent a lot of dinner tonight talking about who should and should not be in the WWE Hall of Fame, and Dan was texting yes to us saying Batista should just get inducted now and just do it. Just get it over with.
Yeah. So I think my idea that they induct the NWO because it's in Florida and it gives them an excuse to put Hogan in again. Why not double down on everything he represents?
Yeah, sure.
I'm sticking to that one. That's why I'm saying that out loud in public.
My patented Alex Navarro lock of the year is Tatanka.
Yeah.
They're in Florida.
Wasn't Tatanka part of the concussion lawsuit?
I mean, a lot of
yeah,
people
I guess a
were.
Lot of, yeah, I guess.
Also, he came back. Like, he did a couple, right. Like, Royal Rumble appearances and stuff, like, in recent years.
Yeah.
So I feel like now's the time.
This is a bad song.
No, it's not good. Oh, here we go. Now this is a song.
R-Truth's rap style is very much
this.
This. Just
yeah. Well, I mean, he came to popularity around the time that this shit was popular. So that makes sense. Jirachi says, hey, Jeff mentioned on this week's pre-recorded bombcast that he didn't know that beat-em-ups were sometimes called conveyor belt action games in Japan.
Yes.
The Capcom beat-em-up bundle was called the Belt Action Collection in Japan.
That's great.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. Love some nice belt action.
Please, it's a championship.
Sorry, title action.
Yes.
Right, it's Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Weird to think that all those podcasts used to technically be pre-recorded. Not no more. We do ours live.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Man, they've been putting a lot of game music on that Spotify recently, haven't they?
Oh, yeah.
Not complaining.
I feel like I'm at the Washington Square Theater.
Yep.
When I hear Sam Show 2 start up.
I'm about to walk into the theater halfway through Boogie Nights again.
Yeah. Just to watch the Ray Had Jackson scene.
Mm-hmm.
And then walk out again.
Then I'm going to come back out and I'm going to play Terry.
Yeah. Terry will probably win.
Yep. I don't know, I had a pretty good gen on. It wasn't flawless, but yeah. I could usually win against the Washington Square crowd.
Like Terry was a Wan Fu player, maybe?
You might be right. What the fuck am I listening to?
This is the type of music you make, right? It's the band type band you
make? Oh yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
We like to think of ourselves as inspirational.
Great.
This sucks fucking ass.
There's a lot of shit fucking music.
There really is. I looked at, I want to say it was the Billboard, like, top 20 rock songs of the decade or something, and it was maybe the most sad fucking emaciated list of music I have ever seen in my life.
Yeah, what is rock this decade?
Imagine Dragons.
Oh, right. God, fuck. They are the fucking... I think I've only heard the one song.
You've heard all their songs, okay, then. Yeah. Because they're all some version of that.
Fuck, dude. It's such fucking... Look, I want to... That is some limp dick music.
Yep.
You like cover songs?
Is this a Shreds video? What is this?
We're living in a Shreds video. I think I realized why. So I used to be kind of like into the idea of like a clever cover or like fun covers from a band I like or whatever. And listening to this playlist has really cured me of that.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of fucking dreadful covers out there. But I think the other thing I realized is that the ubiquity of music now on streaming services has rendered the cover largely obsolete.
Oh, totally.
Because 100%. Why wouldn't you just listen to the original? It's right there.
Unless the cover is something really special.
Yeah.
And there aren't a lot of
and
those.
And it's like, what is that? That's like fucking Save Ferris's version.
Come on, Eileen.
Come on, Eileen.
It's, it's Natalie Imbruglia's Torn, obviously.
Okay, yeah.
That's the banger version of that song.
You're right. That is technically a cover. Locomotion, Kylie Minogue, by that same token.
Alien Ant Farm, Smooth Criminal, obviously.
Okay. And Electric's Every Breath You Take.
What is Electric?
I don't know.
What are they and what are they doing?
They do music.
No, they don't.
How about this?
Ooh, 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 oh, I love this combination of words. Yes, let's see what this is like. I see the towers going back. Towers did last. Fucking suck my asshole! Yes! Yes!
Yeah.
Oh! We were just lamenting in the car the abundance of these things on YouTube.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's, yes, this is...
And tracing it all back to Ummer's StarCraft Brood War rap and how that fucking set so much terrible shit in motion.
Yeah.
Whether they know it or not. Oh my god. Oh.
Just the most fucking creatively bankrupt fucking thing.
Just algorithmically written in every way. Like, every lyric is like an SEO hit.
Yeah. The storm coming on my brand new radar. Gamers got a habit playing Fortnite and they won't stop. Meteors are coming in.
Gamers got a habit!
That guy on the motorcycle knows. Scooter, sorry. It's not a motorcycle.
You seem real confused by that.
Yeah, when you rolled out the window and yelled, Gamers got a habit to him, I think he
didn't understand.
He learned something about himself.
He didn't get it. He didn't get it.
No, he doesn't know. I feel like when you write one of these songs and say something like about what the gamers gotta do, it's this weird exposure of like, oh, you don't actually play this or any video game, do you?
Gaming was a mistake in every way. I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. What the fuck?
Cut my teeth on rings
in the I'm not sure this is even bad enough to be funny.
No, it's just like, no, that's the thing. Most of these aren't bad enough to be funny. It's just like, all right, you performed a straight cover in the style of whatever your bullshit band is of this popular song. And like, you know, get fucked.
Yeah, yeah. Royals already sounds like someone's slowed down cover of a different song. You're not getting anything out of this.
Yeah, no, they're not bringing anything to the table on this.
Oh, here we go. I'm ready for some bass to be dropped.
DJ Alligator, New York City.
Someone get too mellow on the horn. Wait, they didn't drop the bass.
They're making you wait because they know the name of the song is Drop the Bass. So they know you're expecting the bass.
Oh man, you're going up Turk now.
So, you know, I bang a left whenever I see too much bullshit in front of me.
All right, that's fair.
These days, I'm just like, ah, fuck it.
Yeah, I guess sticking to the stringent route doesn't necessarily benefit anyone anymore.
Like now that I have to make that left turn, all bets are off.
Yep.
This is really boring.
Yeah.
This will be good though.
Got a little shiver up my spine when this started. Who's Jay Smith?
It's the guy singing this wholly original composition. When I say that I want it. That's the other thing, is anyone can upload music to Spotify, and they often do.
Oh, yeah, no, my band's on there. Like, yeah. Don't let any fucking asshole on there. Again, like, not even enough of a cover to differentiate it, other than, like, a slightly different tone. Like, slightly.
Like, you, yeah, you're, like, you're doing your fucking, like, Nickelback-ish version of this song, and no one wins.
Rain One saying I shouldn't disclose my band is on Spotify. How else am I gonna get people to fucking click on that shit? None above all. Check us out on Spotify.
Wherever fine streaming services are streaming.
I think we're on Apple Music, too. We got a Bandcamp. I don't know.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Who am I?
Someone that's afraid to get disorder. You decide if I should go mine. A lot of this, my time listening to this playlist has really done things to me, too, where, like, I find myself wondering things like, was Weird Al a mistake?
No.
Was...
No.
Was Pac-Man Fever a mistake?
Maybe. No. Well, Al Yankovic is blameless.
Yeah, I think that's the conclusion I keep coming to also, but...
All that man has ever wanted to do was brighten our days and make us smile. And more often than not, he succeeded in that mission.
But, like, look at where we are now.
This is not his fault. If anything, this is the most direct line I can draw from Ummer to anything.
Okay, yeah. But this is also, like, a parody of an existing song.
Yes. But the production has a very specific...
Oh, yeah.
Thing.
Yeah, you're right about that. This guy, I only like Minecraft songs that are about diamonds. About mining diamonds and the like. And...
Is this on the Hotline Miami soundtrack?
I might have hit my synthwave limit.
Yeah, I can take it in short bursts, but I can't handle a lot of it.
Yeah. And I think it's like a kind of another case of just like, why don't I just listen to music from the actual era instead of the stuff that's kind of trying to bring it back or knock around with it or modernize aspects of it. And...
Oh, this is on apparently on Jan's like pre-stream playlist.
I don't
think I've ever heard it on Vinny's. Is this, like, everything on Audio Network also on Spotify now?
Not all of it.
Okay. Honestly, Trap Ketchum is a pretty good name for an album.
What about Hash Ketchum?
Also pretty good.
Do you think Nintendo is getting their cut of this since it is sampling the music?
I think if anyone told them about it, they would be.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Now here come the jams.
Uh-huh. This is your band, right?
Yeah.
This, like, late era?
Oh, I think
this, like,
so,
Gold Cobra era?
No, this is Endless Slaughter era Limp Bizkit.
Oh, is that an album?
Yeah.
I thought maybe this was just a single.
I don't remember this at all. I now I'm a loser and I love it. Yeah, there's only so much of that you can really take. This isn't even listed on, like, any of their discography.
Endless Slaughter is not?
No. So my guess is that that is either a single from their upcoming record.
Wow.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Which never actually came out.
Okay.
These singles were all released between 2012 and 2014, and I'm not sure the album ever came out. Yeah, the album never came out.
Fuck this.
Yeah, no, fuck this. Yeah, fuck this. Fuck Grease.
Fuck Grease.
Fuck Grease. Your car cannot handle the space.
I want to get some Dynamat for my license plate. Knock some of that rattle down.
Girl, I'm trying to sneak around, but I'm dummy thick. Flat with my ass cheeks keeps running the car.
I feel like this is someone's joke tweet that someone just decided was a song.
Yeah, or did, like, someone send this to David Hayter to do on Cameo?
Probably. And then someone just sampled that. This playlist has gotten criminal.
Oh, dude, it's taken several turns since you've...
It's been a while. It's been a year since I was last subjected to this. Apparently David is only $75 on Cameo if you need him for something. Someone get David Hayter to... Well, actually, I don't really want to end my relationship, but if I ever, for some reason, need to... Please get someone to break up with me via David Hayter. I would like that.
Yeah. No, there was some fucking... Like, back at Evo, someone paid David Hayter to read some stuff that then got incorporated into, like, a Tekken video.
I saw that.
Yeah, and then people were like, oh my god, they're putting fucking...
It was supposed to just be, like, a between thing for the audience, and then everyone took that to mean that was a big reveal.
Right.
That's the problem with showing anything to gamers now, is that they all assume it's, like, part of some big thing that they're about to announce.
Especially if it involves Metal Gear in it.
Yeah.
Game never over, man. You don't understand. You should put out an album like Travis Barker did.
Honestly, there are, like, a handful of drummers I think can actually get away with this, and he's probably one of them.
Yeah. He's risen to a prominence, for sure.
And he knows how to collaborate with weird people and make interesting shit. Even if I don't really like it. Like, this isn't like a Fieldy situation.
Oh, how I wish it was, though.
I mean, honestly, this just sounds like off-brand fucking Methods of Mayhem.
Yeah. Game will happily show up and rap over a Travis Barker beat.
Yeah, he's around.
I don't have time to see where that's going.
No, me either. Play this for your child?
No. No, I'm not.
How else will that child learn about Slim Shady in a safe and comforting way?
I don't have a good answer to your question. fucking second stage gathering of the Juggalos ass hip hop.
Oh yeah. This is the warm up set before an esports event. All right, finally, a classic.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I love country music. You know, like Cotton Eye Joe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's fun. We all go line dancing.
I had to order a replacement copy of A Sore for Sighted Eyes, the TV Carnage release. Mine disappeared at some point.
Oh no.
I think I brought them to E3 or so. I forget. I brought them somewhere and one vanished.
Okay. He still sells them.
Yeah. He said he's going to put one out next year.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh no shit.
Yeah. Said he was working on one.
That's great. The world needs it.
Yeah.
I finally watched Let's Work It Out after owning it for years, but never actually sitting down and watching it. And, you know, it's pretty good.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a focused thing, it's well done.
You ever watch any of the Everything is Terrible movies?
Not the movies. I've seen, like, scattered things they put out over time. But
I bought those and never watched them. I hear they're good.
Yeah.
I can't listen anymore.
No, that's fine. That's enough. Just on Psychopathic Records, right?
I guess so, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, that was Shaggy Too Dope.
I mean, it had to be.
Yeah.
I hate that I can identify him within five words, but I can. I made the bold assertion during dinner that the Insane Clown Posse should be in the WWE Hall of Fame, and I stand by it. He should not have done this. Everlast should not have done this.
Everlast should not have done this.
Everybody jump around. Macross. I don't actually know what Macross is. I just know that it's a thing.
Yeah, this is not the actual thing. It's just someone that named themselves.
Okay.
After it. It's what came here as Robotech.
Right. Yeah, I don't know, man. This is almost a bop.
Yeah.
Feels wrong.
Yeah. Feels wrong to have decent music on the playlist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eventually, you become numb to good music, and you're like, I can't. I don't feel anything when it's on.
Oh. Oh. It's a bop, obviously.
The last few months of my life made me realize that I think I hate a cappella music more than anything else that has ever existed.
Ooh, yeah, it's way up there for me, for sure. There might be a few things I hate more, but yeah, it's... There's a specific personality type that I just cannot interact with. And it is the kind of person that would do that.
Yeah.
I remember this.
Yeah.
Why do I remember this?
This is fucking, what's his face? Brandon. Dick Camillo.
Yeah. That's right.
Just some fucking CKY stupid shit.
These guys get away with a lot, didn't we?
Yep.
Like, societally, we let them run roughshod for maybe too long.
Really gave them a lot of rope. And then some of them hung themselves with the said rope.
Yeah. Huh? All right.
I just feel like my opinion on covers has changed to this probably didn't need to happen. Or this didn't need to be recorded.
Yeah.
Like, if you've got a live cover.
That's the thing, though. Me, first thing in the game, is all covers.
Yeah,
it's all
yeah.
just punk guys
yeah.
getting together to do a bunch of shitty covers. Should they have done that? Maybe not.
I don't know. But yeah, it's remember when we were covering Baby Got Back there for a little while?
Yeah.
That probably didn't need to happen.
No. No. No, kind of indefensible.
Out there making something happen, and good on him, I guess. I don't know. I just have a vague positivity.
I mean, he's not really hateable.
Yeah.
I don't like any of his music at all, but, like, he's not a shithead as far as I know.
Yeah, as far as I know. So, some of the stuff he has done, I have liked. He did the theme song for that Syndicate reboot.
Oh, yeah, he did, didn't he?
Yeah. Yo, you like Final Fantasy X?
I don't know what I don't know.
No.
You. Now X2.
Yeah, that's where the action is.
Oh, here we go.
Fuck me. I just want to die.
Yeah, this time of year will do that to you.
His voice is just so... It's like it's more of a fucking awful affectation than Tom DeLonge. Like, just like something of the way this dude sings. And then you think about his speaking voice and what that must sound like.
Yeah.
It's just like, dude, stop.
This is what he thinks his Tom Waits impression sounds like.
Yeah.
Nokia sounds like?
Yep.
Oh, man, I did not know. I had no idea. Yes, you are.
Not super into it.
I think we covered this.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that this dude did this album, and I think this whole album is
okay.
A bunch of songs about Rick and Morty.
I want that Szechuan sauce. I want that Szechuan sauce.
This tracks.
I want that Szechuan sauce.
This tracks.
I want that Szechuan sauce. I want that Szechuan sauce. I want that Szechuan sauce. If it takes 9 seasons, I want Szechuan sauce. I want that 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 Szechuan sauce. Hey, I don't care if it takes 9 seasons. Want that Szechuan sauce. I 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 want that Szechuan sauce. For Disney's Mulan, it had lots of different spices and they call it Szechuan. I need that sauce. I'll do anything, fuck it. I need it in my life so I can dip my chicken nuggets. It's delicious and it gives me super good energy. The only place that I can try it is in my memory.
I love hip hop.
Yeah, I like dope shit. That's I want that Szechuan sauce. I want that Szechuan sauce.
There's a lot happening with all this.
Like every line of the song, album, and artist name is just a treat.
Hey, yo, look out, hey, look out, shit like UFO. Sending out shots like pew, pew, pew. That's little bitch, how you do? That bitch stick like Mewtwo. Hey, that bitch stick like Mewtwo.
British version of like the fucking 1986 Chicago Bears rap?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Yo, you like Final Fantasy X?
Mike Ditka and the Grabowskis?
Yeah. Oh, thank God.
Woo!
Something I can sink my teeth into. cop film, they will reference the Crazy Frog in any way, shape, or form. Be it on the soundtrack or in the film itself. Some acknowledgement of the life this song took on as a popular ringtone.
God, I just don't know. I don't know enough about what they want to do with that to know what level they're willing to stoop to.
Yeah. It's literally all I can think about when this song comes on now.
That this happens to you regularly is really fucking tragic.
Also, I threw the Crazy Frog sound effects into a sample slicer, and now I have a soundboard that is every syllable of the Crazy Frog noises, so I can do this too. I have a bam bam button.
Good.
Breaking. You know, just like Bronson Pinchot's phone ring in Beverly Hills Cop 4, and this is coming out of it.
You know what? Yeah, okay, yes. Or possibly Damon Wayans, I don't know.
Yeah, one of sure. Them.
Violent person,
yeah.
Generally. I don't have a lot of like need for vengeance or bloodlust or any of that. That said, I think everyone involved in Crazy Frog should be waterboarded to death.
You should listen to the rest of this playlist for some months, and you may see if you sing a different tune.
All right.
No Zappa.
No, I can't.
Ultimate karaoke.
People to let one of their technical artists do the soundtrack for this game.
Oh, that's not from the soundtrack.
It's not?
No.
Oh, I thought that was like maybe a song in the game. Oh. Someone just wrote a song about Far Cry 5?
Yeah.
That's worse.
Yeah.
That's way worse.
Right?
That's 1,000 times worse.
That guy is all fucking songs about video games or Marvel movies.
Again, the SEO rapping.
Yes, yeah. A lot of Eurobeat on this sound, this playlist as well.
Yeah.
If you ever feel like drifting. or playing DDR.
Saying some real foul shit.
It's just like, amen, amen. Living room.
Yeah, okay. Why not put this on Spotify?
Where else are you gonna put it?
YouTube, where it belongs. It's just like,
amen, amen. Oh, yeah. Come shop with us. I said, flea market. It's just like, amen, boy. You heard me. Come shop. Living room, bedrooms, dinettes. We got it. You need it. You'll find it. It's just like, amen, boy. Hey.
Pride and Prejudice, or First Impressions, by Jane Austen.
Oh, my God.
Chapter 1. It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a large fortune must be in want of a wife. However little known the feelings or views of such a man may be on his first entering their neighborhood, this truth is so well fixed in the minds of the surrounding families that he is considered the rightful property of someone or other of their daughters. My dear Mr. Bennet, his lady said to him one day, have you...
Oh, God, no.
It's got a real Latin vibe, you know? I think it's pretty cool that Juliette Lewis started a band, but that doesn't mean I really want to listen to any of it.
Yeah, it's also how I feel.
Especially the Australian version of The Voice. Your skin made me cry. You float like a feather. It's always nice to hear a song, a great song performed by a great artist.
Yes.
I wish I was special. You're so very special.
Fucking coward.
Yeah. Fuck off.
again when I'll be home. I can't tell you when it's here we go. We on the road again, we on the road again. So
I don't know. Oh, here we go.
Always good when the other category comes up.
Yeah. Finally a bop.
This is the last thing you hear before some guy chainsaws you in half. This is what's playing in the fucking dusty basement where you're hung up by a chain.
Yeah. This is the last thing I hear before I'm activated and then hang you up in a basement and chainsaw you.
Yep.
No Lincolnshire poacher will lead into.
Sounds like a New Order song.
Yeah.
Finally the good cover we've been waiting for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're riding in the official Rob Zombie respect vehicle.
Yup. Here's just a Sum 41 song.
Here's just a Sum 41 song. Canadian content.
Not changing it. This is how we're ending the night.
Just when things went right, didn't mean they were always wrong. Just take this song, you never feel.
think this might transition to Bittersweet Symphony at some point.
Huh.
I think this is a two-parter.
Wow. I was gonna say, I figured it's like gonna kick in right about here.
Yeah.
You know, like something like that.
Yeah, they're really teasing this one out. All right, this is it. This is the last chance to really hit it.
Weak.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I don't recognize this as something that is actually happening. I refuse.
Oh, it's happening. All right.